about our true ascension, our true entitlement. So remember, we're remembering our truth, we're remembering our allocation, we're remembering our devotion to self. Now, this is primary because up to now we've been following the ego and doing a mighty fine job of it. So this is our entitlement. So as we will proceed, as we will allow, as we will, it's sort of like overthrow. We're not trying to overthrow the governments. We're not trying to overthrow our childhood. What we're doing is consenting to our own establishment, our own vibration, our own truth, our own reality. So we want to remember that that Christ presence, and again, when I say Christ, it's just beyond the illusion, that shimmering essence. Now, when I say shimmering, I literally see that shimmering energy. That shimmering essence is upon us. It's upon us. It's within us. It's beside us. It is us. So what we're learning to do is allow ourselves to stir from that sleepiness. Now, the sleepiness is like the state of unconsciousness, which we attune to, which we abide by, because it seems like that's reality. As we allow ourselves to abort, so abort is give up, throw away, dismiss that old franchise. In other words, what we've been focusing on. So just imagine you've been following this manual. There's like an operation manual, manual procedures. And that's what you've been following along. You show up every day and it's like, all right, you know, what page are we on today? As we will allow ourselves to be in charge of our light, there is tremendous affordability. Now, when I said tremendous affordability, I literally had two kids on this like water ride at Disney or whatever, but it's one of those really tall ones, so you're kind of like in the log or whatever it is, and then you go down the water. So you want to understand the velocity of that. You want to understand the speed of that. So it's like whoosh. It's not like just a little support. Oh, we're getting a little support today. This is like, it's here. It's here. And so when I'm watching these kids, and they just give me movies, go down this water ride, it's like the hairs blowing in the wind, because that's how much pulsation, that's how much affordability is with us. Now they're showing me Glenda the Good Witch, because this is our time of arrival. So when you think of magical, when you think of higher essence, this is who we are. This is our natural state. So we want to remember that all that is to be, so in other words, we're opening up to our divinity. All that is to be is already entitled. It's already here. What we're doing is learning how to align, learning how to focus, learning how to establish that as our new tomorrow. And now I've got Ganesh. So in English, we're learning a new lifestyle. We're learning truth. We're learning how to dismiss those false charges and come into our own prosperity, come into our own understanding of self. Because what we're experiencing in the outer, whatever it is, boss, husband, father, dictator, like doesn't matter what you seem to see, read, hear, consider. These are just outpicturing of like ghosts, of old energies, of old focuses, of old establishments. So we are here as ambassadors of the light. We are here commissioned to come into our own prosperity, to come into our own awakening, to come into our own state of acquittal. State of acquittal is we release those false beliefs, we release those false teachings, and we come into our own I want to say status, but it's sort of like we're an authority, and it's more so of we're in this like relaxed state of glory. So on the one hand, we're an authority because we're attuning to our truth. But this relaxed state of glory is pretty essential, because what we're doing is we're just returning to our light. We're returning to our light. And so they're showing me, like, with the chakras, like everything's all lit up. Because once, you know, it's sort of like you come into your house and it's all dark, but then once you turn on the light, well, no problem at all. Now I can see. So what we're doing is paying attention, coming back to our own resurrection, to our own understanding, to our own worth, to our own truth. So as we will receive these divine gifts of establishment. Now, I had like these angel wings, and these angel wings are going up and down like windshield wipers would do. So these divine gifts of establishment, it's like the light is pressing upon. The light is, it's like everything's moving over, moving out of the way, just like a windshield wiper, so that we can respond to our light. Now they're showing me the King of Wands. So we come packed, we come equipped with a lot of power, with a lot of drive, with a lot to draw from. This is essential. This is not what the ego is going to entitle you to. This is not what is going to be the first reach approach. So this is where we claim a little bit more diligence. We claim a little bit more, they're saying like resurrective power, but it's sort of going deeper. It's going within the inner chambers. So you could actually see an inner chamber, you can see a temple, or you can simply realize that there are aspects of self that have been dormant or just haven't been used because you've been so focused on other energies. So as we will entitle ourselves to our holiness is returning to our light. It's returning to our truth. So we're not trying to solve anything. We're not trying to figure out, what am I going to do with that next issue? We're returning to our light. We're returning to our natural state. Now, from that essence, from that holiness, from that agreement, this awareness, the state of the union, in other words, coming to abide by our own Christ energy, coming to abide by our own holy transmission, we then are led by truth. We're led by truth. We're no longer led by falsified claim and belief. So as we will receive this holy agreement, as we will receive like the keys to the kingdom, because we're coming in into our excellence, we're coming into our holy station. So the holy station is deciding, they're showing me like, it's almost like Marilyn Monroe when she was standing above some air or whatever, and her little skirt was going up. So we're standing on our station of light. So what's going up is the light. What's going up is the transmission. What we're aligning to, they're showing me the Ten of Cups. It, in my little world, it does not get better than the Ten of Cups, unless you want Ten of Pentacles. But the idea is the promise of your true union. This is divine partnership. This is divine feminine, divine masculine, coming into balance within. Remember, we're dreaming all this external reality. So what we're seeking is our own consent. We're seeking like the consort within, our own partnership, our own remembrance. And so now they're showing me the infinity symbol. Now, this infinity symbol it got depth to it, and now it's multiplying. So as this extends, it multiplies, of course, into infinity. And so this energy of our truth, of our divine partnership, is what we're attending to today. We're coming into, see, and this is so appropriate when you think about what's going on, where it's like conflict. It's you know, us and them. So what we're doing is we're healing that within. We're coming into divine establishment, where all parts work together to serve the greater cause. So to have that occur in the outer realm, which would be so nice and dandy, we have to start bringing that home to our own tribute. Because remember, the world is just an extension of our consciousness and what we are demonstrating, what we are empowering, what we are working with. So we're learning to work with our total self. We're learning to come back into divine ownership, into divine partnership. So as we will receive, and it's literally, they're showing me the strength card. So it's like we're garnering our strength, we're garnering our essence, and really realizing that this is what we're commissioned for. It's just like someone's commissioned to paint a mural or a painting. We're painting that mural of holy excellence. And so when you remember, as each of us remember, that the way we're going to solve whatever's going on, that whatever's right at your doorstep, on your sidewalk, we do this through the answer and truth of love. And so it's that embodiment of love. And so in essence, it's coming to love the self, coming to no longer have that conflict within. And so as we receive these divine messages, as we will receive these divine chambers and this inner chamber, I just have this light that it's just emanating. It's of the lamp upon your feet and all that. There's just light that's coming up our chakra system. And now it's coming up to my third eye. And so it's illuminating our own remembrance, our own holiness. So as we will receive this light, it matters not what you're feeling, what you're sensing. If you are, if you aren't, it's totally irrelevant, because it has to do with your tribute. It has to do with your intent. What you intend is. So it matters not if you have like 112 strands of conflict all over the place that have not come into coincided union yet. When you have the intention for that to heal, well, then you take your will and you align with divine will. And so then that activates in your life and comes to respond. So what we're doing is we're quickening time, because we're plugging in, if you will, to the answer key. We're no longer just following the old draw. It's like one step on the merry-go-round that just goes on and on and on in dualism. What we're doing is waking up our chakra system. We're waking up and bringing forth the truth, the alchemy. Now with this, we are going to create change. It's a given. So whatever in your life is still functioning out of dualism, is still functioning out of, well, everything would be fine if just that one over there didn't do something in the past, or would be willing to do something in the present, then everything will be fine. So when we see the problem as somehow separate from our own holy union, this is dualism. This is dualism. So we're taking our power back and really realizing that everything is showing us where we have not been in alignment with our own faith, with our own conviction, with our own solidarity, because this is the partnership. We're coming back to empower our holiness, empower our truth. And remember, we're commissioned to be one with that light. So this is how we're turning on the chakras in unison. So they shine ever brightly, so that we activate those dormant codes. And we register, we sign up through and through. So in English, we're leaving the old standby, we're leaving the old separation consciousness and moving into unity. So the unity is not let's all hold hands, brothers and sisters. It's unity within your own gaze, when you see no separation, when you see everything as an aspect of the one self. So we do that through our own consent, through our own derivative. In other words, we are the ones that declare this. So when we take our will and release the need to suffer no more, what we do is we come back into essence. We come back into our true alchemy. We come back into divine union, divine partnership. So then when there's no more conflict within self, well, guess what? Then we'll have the world. Then we'll have the system that governs the many truly be in partnership, because it will be echoing, reflecting that which we agree with. So as we will receive this divine dispensation, so again, because we've claimed applause, because we've recognized the need for these energies to be held within our own chambers, the help arrives. It's simply waiting for our okay. So the upgrade in our own atmosphere, our own happenings, as we shift vibrationally, well, guess what happens? Everything that has been dormant, everything that's been playing from the old playbook is suddenly going to be revised, because you're bringing in the light. So when you feel the shifts, when you feel the shuffles, remember it's the winds of change, so that you can be in alignment with that divine union, with that divine partnership. So as we will seal our fate, as we will seal our holy tribute to light, because remember, it's the dark, the house is dark, you turn on the light. The collective is in darkness, we turn on the light. And we do it with our own consent. So wherever we're still playing out of darkness, wherever we're still abiding by the old script, wherever we're still pointing fingers to yesteryear, we're turning on the light. We're turning on the light and coming anew, seeing where we need to make the shift, where we need to release, where we need to release the self-harm, the self-attack, whether it's within self or we're still playing like cowboys and Indians with others, with the world. So this is where we're coming into divine union, divine consent, holy matrimony, becoming one with our divine self. So as we bring this in with delight, they're saying we sing holy praise. Holy praise is we're praising our own divine union. We're acknowledging that as we claim it, it is. It already is. So what we're doing is saying that yes, saying that affirmation to all aspects of self. So parts are beginning to awaken. Parts that have been stagnant or dormant are being activated. And again, the dispensation, because as you claim, as you knock, as you raise your hand, so shall you be gifted. Not for your own personal affairs to be in order, but for your whole entirety, like your whole essence, your energy, to be one with the light. Now, with that, guess what? Everything comes in order. Everything comes in order. Because you're under the umbrella of truth. You're being guided by higher awarenesses, higher frequencies. So everything you touch turns to gold. Whatever you need arrives. You're serving the light. Oh, what do you need to do that? Let us help. Let us help. So the help, of course, it may feel like other masters, angels, oh, Saint Germain, thank goodness you arrived. But again, we're connecting with our own divinity. There is no separation in truth. We're receiving all of this support that is reflecting our own self. Our own self. We're claiming our innocence. We're claiming our wholeness. Let us receive. You may feel light, you may feel golden energy, you may feel your heart opening. At the end of the day, everyone just wants to be loved. Everyone just wants to be cared about. Because we are love. What we want is ourselves. What we want is connection with our own divine essence. And because everyone is so hungry for it, we fall into that illusion of I have to grab, I have to attack, I have to just take care of me because there's not enough. Because we forget our holiness, we forget our whole self. So we are the ones that we have been waiting for to bring prosperity to the people through our own consent, through our own self-actualized status. You are the one you've been waiting for. Receive in full measure. Receive in full measure. And so it is. So it is.